迎您收听世外桃源。
这个节目是由九十九只羊广播电台在德州休斯顿制作，朱恩蒙、贝玉东、费扬与团队同工们联合主持，每逢周一到周五中午12点到下午1点在1320台播出。我们的留言电话是281-561-9747，网站是 swtychina.com swtychina.com， 欢迎您与我们联络。
听众朋友您好，欢迎您来到世外桃源，我是朱恩蒙。今天呢，我们有一个很特别的节目，也有两位很特别的来宾。为什么呢？因为我想听我们节目的听众都晓得，我们这个暑假在华人基督徒教会有一连串的青少年福音行动。那这个青少年福音行动背后有主其事的两位姐妹，他们有一位是训练青少年，有一位是训练这个小学年级的孩童啊。那今天他们都到我们节目里面来，所以我要访问他们。那我先和大家介绍一下啊，头一位是 Miss Darlene， 就是 Darlene 阿姨。How are you, Miss Darlene?
I'm doing fine.
Thank you for coming to the program. 很高兴你到节目里来。
My privilege.
Also, you are here with your coworker. 和你一同来的是 Miss Kathy. How are you, Miss Kathy?
Very well, thank
you. So glad to have you two in our program. I think our audience are very curious because they heard about this summer gospel missionary action for a long, long time. 我们的听众已经听到这个青少年暑期活动很久了。那今天终于请到你们两位。Finally, we have both of you who is behind all this. So, as far as my understanding, you have... Teenagers, 你们有十几岁的孩子 ,which is equivalent to, from middle school to high school, 初中到高中。
In the Christian Youth in Action program, it's usually teenagers through college.
到大学。
And in the junior missionary training, well,、mm-hmm. we start about a median age of 8 years old to
从八岁开始。所以有一个是比较大孩子出去外面传福音的行动。那还有一些是从小的孩子就开始培训他们。So, Miss Kathy, you train the little ones.
Yes.
Kathy 阿姨训练那个小的。How old are they?
The youngest that we had, was 5 years old.
从五岁。
Yes. So, they come on a trial basis when they're, below 8, and we try and see how they do.
So, 八岁以下他是试试看，看行不行。Now, how are they doing? Do you have 5-year-old that finished the whole thing?
Yes.
你们五岁也可以。Wow. How big group do you have this year?
We're averaging 33, 35 every week.
Every week? You have 5 days a week?
Yes.
一个礼拜五天，他平均大概每周有35个小孩。That's quite a big kid to handle. 不少啊。
Yes, I have some wonderful helpers. My 2 daughters help. And also we have Mr. Niwa, young man helping. And we all work together. And the Lord...It's the one that gets us through.
Now, tell us what do you do from morning till early evening? 你们从早到晚做什么
？Okay. Well, we start at 9 o'clock in the morning.
九点开始。
Teach them how to have a quiet time.
Quiet time means they pray, they meditate,
to read the Bible and
读圣经
answer some questions and learn to pray.
祷告，他们有个灵修的时间。
Their own time alone with God.And then they, memorize some Bible verses.
他们开始读圣经，背圣经的经文。
And they have, work detail. They learn to do jobs to clean up around the church and take care of the church.
Does the Bible teach them to do that? 教小孩要做工吗?
As a missionary, they're not just going to be spreading the word. They also have to do the practical jobs that need to be done.
Oh, very good point. 他是说你要去传福音的话，那你不只是用嘴巴讲讲，你一定要以身作则，要身体力行。So, you will find enough things for them to do.
Yes, it's a challenge with that many, but we do keep them busy.
你们能够找到很多小事情要小朋友做。So, I suppose when they do in a group, they really enjoy it. 他们一起做比较开心。
Yes, they make a lot of friends.
嗯，交很多朋友。Are they from different ethnic background?
Yes.
不一样的人种 like
some African American.
有一些黑人。
Some Caucasian, some Chinese, I have Taiwan,
Korean,
Japan, some still learning the language, and Hispanic as well.
Oh, 还有一些讲西班牙语的 but they all get along very well.
Yes. We put them on teams, so they learn to work in a group.
一对一对的
And we change the teams every week.
所以大家换来换去，所以有不一样的同伴。Then what you do? You do chores?
Yes, and we have Bible study.
你们一起学圣经。
This year we're learning some of the doctrines. Why do we believe what we believe?
哦，就是基督徒最基本的信仰。
And we're also learning about the armor of God.
穿上主所赐给我们的全副军装。You really think little kids can understand those?
Yes. Yes, we teach at their level.
所以我们把它就是小孩子能够懂的那个水平上去教导他们，他们真的能够明白。
We use songs and games.
他们唱歌，带他们做游戏。So this is not just a place for them to play. It's not just a daycare. 不是就是他们玩，真的训练他们。
They have to do work. And if they just want to play, then they don't stay for the program.
他们如果只是想来玩的话，那不行。他们真的是要来学。But I guess they have examples. They see the elder kids.
Yes.
Go and preach the gospel. And
yes.
They see the elder kids that really behave themselves.
Yes.
So they will know what a Christian should like as the youth.
Yes.
所以他们又看见比较大的小孩做他们的榜样，出去传福音，而且这些大小孩真的是蛮乖的。对这些小小孩来讲呢，就有很大的这个带头作用。Because I noticed when I was at school,If I want to be naughty, I have a role model. So much fun to have a role model. 你要是有坏榜样，你就做坏孩子。你要是有一大堆的好榜样，那对小孩子的影响力是很大的。So they do get together.
Yes.
Darlene's group and your group. 那个 Darlene 阿姨和这个 Kathy 阿姨，他们两组大小孩、小小孩是会混到一起的。When does it happen? 大小孩下午进来。
Yes.The children have their program from 9 o'clock in the morning till about 5 o'clock in the evening.
所以他们小小孩实际上从早上九点钟一直弄到下午五点钟。
Then the teenagers come over in the evening.
十几岁的小孩呢就差不多下午五六点钟进来了。
And they go to a Bible club at the apartment together.
所以他们就一起到这个公寓去传福音。Now, the bigger kids teach the lesson.Right, darling, your kids teach the lesson.
Yes, they're trained.
那你十几岁的，他们都已经训练好了，去教课。那小的呢 ？The little one be their sidekick.
Yes, they have their own jobs to do.
For instance, what do they do?
They help give out popsicles.
Okay, 他们把小冰棒做奖品交给来上课的小孩。
We tell them their biggest job is to be a prayer warrior.
Oh, you mean the little one be prayer warrior?
Yes.
Hey, that's a very good idea. 就他家小的小孩，最重要的事情是帮大姐姐、大哥哥祷告。So they will be finish a lesson together, and then take care of the little children. Come to Bible lesson together.
Yes.
让大家一起照顾这个。So it worked out pretty well, I guess.
Works out very well when the young kids go with the teenagers to the apartment.
所以小小孩跟大小孩一起的时候
，children at the apartment see the other children, then they want to come to the club.
因为你带着小小孩到了这些公寓啊，其他的小孩会看见这些小小孩就跟着来。That's a very smart idea. Whose idea was that?
You know, I believe in evolution in some ways.
达利说他相信进化论。从某种观点来讲
，It all was a result of a need, a problem would arise.
一切是从一个需要开始的。
As we began this program the very, very basic way.
最早开始就是派十几岁孩子去传福音的时候。
It all began with the classic Christian Youth in Action, which is actually a worldwide thing, a summer event for young people.
这个暑期青少年去传福音的事情不是我们发明的，而是这个万国儿童布道团他们全球性的一个活动。
It's with an organization called Child Evangelism Fellowship, and they've been doing Christian Youth in Action since the 1950s.
他们从1950年就开始做 so it's over half a century.
Yeah, it's an old program, as far as that. And when we started it here in Chinatown,
那我们从中国城开始做的时候是
Parents would come to us and say, this is a great program.
那家长后来说，哎，这个很好。
But do you have something for our children? Our children have a heart for missions. They have all summer with, you know, nothing meaningful to do. And then when our teenagers would go out to invite children, sometimes parents seem suspicious of why these teenagers were asking their children to come.
因为我们的青少年出去传福音的时候，有的时候那个住在公寓的家长，他们有点犹豫，因为他们弄不太清楚这些大小孩到底是来干什么。他们不是这么信任这些大小孩。
When you're in an apartment area and you see teenage boys coming to invite your children, and you know that the teenage boys you see are perhaps on drugs or they're there for other reasons.
一般来说，这些家长对于实际上孩子是很疑心的。
Gangs.
是。
We needed something to help establish an immediate credibility with these young people.
所以我们如果带一些小小孩去的话呢，很快我们就取得家长的信任。
We prayed about all the needs as the needs would come up, and the Lord.
我们不断的为这些事情祷告，一件件事情出来就一个一个解决的办法。
Begin to have some younger brothers and sisters of some of the CYIAers come along, and we said, "Hey, this is a great marriage of you know."
对，因为大小孩来参加导灵阿姨训练的时候，有时候他们带弟弟妹妹来。这个带来的时候没有这么想，可是一旦参与在一起，你会发现说，哎，这个很好。
I remember the first summer we used official young people. They would go out and help in open air.
他们到了一个空旷的地方就和大哥哥一起开始教课。
We didn't have really an organized, much organization, but they would go and watch. They would observe.
但是小小孩在旁边看。
And they would come back, and one little boy would throw himself on the floor, and he would get his Bible, and he would begin to look up all the scriptures that he heard the teenage boys use. He was like 7.
他记得很清楚，有一个七岁的小孩。周围很多小孩在观望，那他就坐下来去找哥哥在教课时候所用的经文。
And we began to see that God just showed us, and it just touched our hearts, and we said, "Look at what they're capable. They're capable. They have a challenge before them, and those kids are capable of rising to that challenge."
所以祷告的时候就觉得主对他说：“你看这些孩子年纪这么小，可是他们很有潜力。”实际上他们能够做很多事情。
When the teenagers prayed with tears over the lost children, the children who were helping, they began to pray and weep over the children.
然后像大哥哥大姐姐在一起祷告的时候，他们流泪祷告，那这些小小孩呢，也跟着他们非常入神的去祷告。
And the truth is, at times, those children seem to carry a more serious burden than our older ones.
实际上你慢慢发现，那个年纪小的可能比大小孩还要认真，还要有负担。
And truthfully, sometimes the younger ones would...They would memorize the verses faster than our teenagers.
而且这些年纪小的背起经文来比大哥哥背的还快。
And you know, when I hear all the statistics from the people who are,
一般我常
and they say things like,
数字
a child, very little of a child's theology changes after 12 years old. I mean, looking at the mainstream of people.
他是说一般照一般的统计数字来讲，一般的说法呢，就是一个小孩他对主的认识在12岁以前就成型了。
George Barna, he's sort of the Christian guru, and he does a lot of statistical work.
他做了很多这种统计的数字，有关于基督教。
And he said he was all with this mentality that you build the church, they're building the adults, and they spent all their money.
我们老师认为我们建立一个教会是从成人开始建立的。
On adult programs, and then he began to do these statistical studies.
仔细地看这个问题。
And he found out that the children were the ones that were the best investments.
实际上你如果好好地去培育孩子的话，是教会最好的投资。
Because when you put...The doctrine and the memorization.
当你把我们的信仰基础深深地放在孩子的心里的时候
，in the children,
那些孩子
it was the best investment.
不单对这个孩子是最好的投资，对教会也是最好的投资。
And Scripture tells us, teach them doctrine when they're weaned from the breast.
哎，圣经告诉我们说，他从断奶你就得教导他。
Do they understand it?
他们如果能够明白
，not always.
虽然不见得每一个都
能明白。I don't understand sanctification and regeneration and justification today.
可是像我现在老太太，我很多事情我还说不清楚。
But the great doctrines are best taught when we're young.
可是最重要的真理往往是在我们小的时候就扎根在我们心里是最好的。
We find this really true in the realm of evangelism.
那我们在传福音的时候发现这也是如此。So this junior trainee thing really start from you and start from Houston.
It's from the Lord, please. you know, Dean and I came with just seeing the nose in front of our face. We had a burden to reach Chinatown for Christ. We had no idea that our army.
所以我的先生 Dan 和我们就是好像主把负担放在我们心里，这一切都是出于主。我们就是对中国城的孩子有很深的负担。Tell us about it. How did it all start? I mean, you are Caucasian. You don't look like Chinese at all.
Well, we have to go back to a great friend of ours. He said to us when we lived in Friendswood, Texas.
他说那时候我们住在明湖那一带。
Dean, darling, would you pray with me over an area called Chinatown?
那时候他就跟我们讲说，你可不可以跟我们一起祷告，在西南区有中国城。
We had a different idea about the geographical location of Chinatown.
但实际上我们不知道西南区还有一个中国城。
But I dutifully prayed, not even realizing where it was.
但是我真的为这个事情祷告。
And I prayed that God would send the Chinese couple over to.
那我就祷告说，主啊，你如果能够送一对中国夫妇到中国城去做工，不是很好吗
？To work with the children, because you had said to us, if we reach Chinatown, we're going to need to reach the children.
去传福音给中国城的孩子。
And Dean and I had a definite calling of the Lord, a burden of the Lord, a vision of the Lord for working with children.
那我和 Dan 和我的先生，我们的负担和托付主要是在孩子的身上。
So when I was doing teacher training in a church in Clear Lake,
那时候我在明湖那一带一个教会里面做训练师资工作的。
A precious young Chinese couple attended that class.
有一对很可爱的中国夫妇参加那个训练。
They were excellent students, and at the end of that class, I challenged the entire class. Now we've trained you how to reach boys and girls with the gospel.
训练完了，我就向他们提出挑战。你们既然接受这个训练呢
？It's right near Christmas.Why don't you plan to go out in your neighborhood and do a Christmas party and reach boys and girls?
那个时候正好是圣诞节，那为什么你们不就在你们的社区好好的去做一些圣诞节的传福音工作呢
？They waited till everyone had left the class that night, and they came to me crying. They were weeping.
那等其他同学都走了，他们就来找我，然后他们两个是流着泪跟我讲。
They said, "We have a burden to reach boys and girls, but we live as." Chinese in an American neighborhood, and we don't know how to reach out. Our English is not that good.
他们就说我们是很有负担，可是我们是像一般的中国人，住在美国人中间，我们的英语又不好。
And immediately, what you had told me about Chinatown came to my mind.
那当时呢，这个中国城这件事情就到我的心里来。
I said, "Well, listen, we've been praying about a place, the area of Houston called Chinatown. Do you know where I'm talking about?" You know what area this is.
那当时我就问他们说，哎，我们在为一个休斯顿一个地方叫中国城祷告，你晓不晓得我是在说什么
？Well, ask a Chinese where Chinatown is. Of course they know.
当然知道，中国人当然知道中国城在哪里。
She said, "Of course we shop at Welcome Food Center, and our church is very near there."
他说 ，Yeah, 我们当然知道，我们常常在那边买菜，我们的教会离那里也很近。
Well, I said, "All right, do you know the area? If you find two apartments, that we can do Christmas parties."Then you can go over there and do your Christmas party.
那我就跟他们讲说，好啊，那这样子的话，你要是能够找到两个公寓，我们可以做一些圣诞节传福音的工作的话，你们就可以到那里去做了。
They agreed under one condition.
他们说我们同意，不过有个条件。
And that condition was that I would go with them.
哦，那个条件就是说，导令你要和我们一起去。
They said the Chinese children over there all speak English, and our English is not that good. They will mock. They will laugh at us.
他说我们的英语不够好，那些小孩都很会讲英语，就连中国小孩都是。所以我们的英语要是讲的不好，他们就不会听我们的。
We've never done this. Will you come and help us?
他们还会笑我们，所以呢，我们又从来没做过，你就来帮我们做。
I agreed wholeheartedly. Yes, I'd love to go.
那导令当时就说：“好吧，我就去。
”So she secured those two apartments within 2 days.
两天之内，她就找到两个公寓。
And we went to those two apartments.
然后我们就去了。
And we wept at what we saw.
那我到了那个地方，我们就开始流泪。
There were parents. The children could not fit inside either one of the buildings, and parents were. outside the door. We actually opened the windows because parents were crowded at the windows and doors, trying to hear what we were saying and what we were doing. What's this American lady teaching our boys and girls?
我们去做这个圣诞节的这个传福音的小给小孩的聚会，就是塞满了孩子，人都挤不进来，连家长都站在窗口外面在看，说我们到底在教什么。
Now mind you, our programs are very simple programs. Don't imagine this elaborate thing with lots of big toys and lots of big Santa Clauses. It was very simple. It's just the Bible, a picture story, some cupcakes decorated for Christmas, and a little treat bag, just a very modest little thing.
所以你需要知道，我们并不是在做一个很漂亮、有布景、有电影的这种圣诞节的聚会，我们就是很简单的一张画，一点小蛋糕，一点小礼物。然后圣经打开来给孩子们讲圣诞节的故事，就这么容易的。
I remember the response to the gospel that day.
可是我就记得那一天他们对福音的反应。
In one of the places, I took a group after we had given the Christmas story and presented how the Lord Jesus Christ was a baby, but he also grew up and later he paid for our sin by dying on the cross.
我就跟他们讲，我说耶稣怎么样是神成了人的样子来到人间，生在马槽里。长大了传道，后来为我们的罪死在十字架上。
I took a group of children to counsel.
那时候有一些小孩就愿意接受信耶稣，我就带他们到旁边去。
Chinese boy I counseled was 12 years old.
那第一个孩子呢，是一个中国孩子，12岁大。
And I said to him, "Why did you come to talk to me?"
我就问他说，因为我们总是这样问说，你为什么要来和我说话？我不是因为小孩子举手呢，我就认为他信主。我一定要问他说，你为什么举手？为什么要来和我讲话
？And I'll never forget his answer. He said, "Because I didn't know I needed that man to take away my sin." He didn't even remember his name was Jesus.
然后他说，我一辈子不会忘记那个孩子给我的答案。他根本就不记得耶稣这个名字。他说，我从来不知道。我需要这个人来把我的罪带走。
A 12-year-old Chinese boy.
他只有12岁，一个中国孩子。
Who didn't know the name of Jesus.
他连耶稣的名字都不知道。
Chris and I got together when it was over, and we looked at each other and we said, "We've got to come back."
然后我的同工 Chris 聚会完了之后，我们两个，你瞪着我，我瞪着你，然后我们就说了，我们必须要再回到这个地方来。
This was like going to a foreign country.
这好像是到了一个外国一样的。
At least most people knew Jesus Christ as a curse word.
可是在我们这个地方至少大家都知道，就算你不信也把这耶稣当成一个脏话来骂。
We both agreed and we began on Wednesdays. We would take one apartment one Wednesday and next.
所以那时候我们就决定了每个礼拜三回来做一次。
This went on for several months with very good success.
那这个呢就持续了好几个月。
But then,
成果很好。
Precious Chinese friend became miserably pregnant with her fourth child.
可是那时候我的同工她那时候怀了孕。
And she could no longer travel with me.
她没办法每次从名古跟我开车。
By that time, the Lord knew he had me here. He had my heart. My heart was in Chinatown.
我现在回头看，我晓得那时候主耶稣已经把我抓住了，他把我钉到中国城来了。
We left our pretty suburban home.
所以我们就把那个名古那个地方，我们自己认为很漂亮的房子给买了。
I came to Chinatown and I wanted to stay. When I went back home, I never felt home again after that first few months. Never felt back home.
从那几个月以后，我来到中国城，我反而觉得我回家。我到了明湖，我就不觉得我到家。
I came alone to teach those clubs for months.
那我这样子开车往返好几个月。
One day,
有一天
I was asking my husband, couldn't we just move to Chinatown?
我们有没有可能就搬过去了？
My husband agreed and
那我先生也同意。
We began to plan and think and all the logistics.
那开始为这件事情计划。
Moving and I suddenly became frightened one day and I my husband had left for work and I got on my knees and I prayed. I said, "Father, I need you to confirm in my heart. You know that I'm a very spontaneous person. The mother heart in me sees the need. I want to go, but is this really your will?"
可是那天有一天我就突然好像有一点脚底发冷。那天我先生去工作的时候，我就开始 祷告，我说父啊，你知道我是很容易被环境所牵引的啊，心中起意就去做，这是不是真的你的旨意呢？
And I'd like to tell anybody but you, Father. I just want you to confirm it in my heart.
然后我跟主说，我谁都没说，我就希望你能够在我的心里给我一个确据。
When I got to Chinatown to the apartment club, I took my suitcase and teaching materials out and rounded the corner where the club room was. There was a little line of children.Waiting for me as if an adult had stood there and organized them, and there was no adult, no teenager, just children and preteens lined up at the clubhouse door waiting for me to arrive.
我到了那个地方，我下了车，我一般拿着我的一个小行李，里面装着我教课要用的东西。我往那个办公室，他们给我用的那个房间去走的时候，我就看见一堆小孩子。排了队，好像有大人叫他们排队一样，十几岁的到很小的孩子，在那排成一排，他们在做什么？他们在等我去教课。
After the club that day, two little Chinese boys had missed the club, they'd forgotten, and they came up as I was packing my van to leave.
然后当我教完课，我正在收我的行李要走的时候，有两个小男孩跑来，两个中国孩子，他们忘了今天要上课。
And I said, "Oh, boys, I'm leaving now."
然后我就跟他们说、啊、对不起啊我现在要走了你们忘了来了
They were so surprised they thought I was just arriving and they said
他们以为我刚到他们说
You're leaving
我说你走了吗
And they looked at me with such depression and they said
他们心里面好伤心
Oh why don't you just move over here
他们就对我说你为什么不就搬到这里来就好了呢
These are tiny little Chinese boys sitting on their tiny little bicycle.
是两个小小小的中国孩子骑着他们小脚踏车来了跟我这么说。
I looked at them and I knew they were my little Macedonians.
那时候我就知道这是
Macedonian call.
这是主给我的马其顿的呼声，这是神在跟我说话。他说你到这个地方来帮助我。
And I looked at those little fellows.
那我看着小小的脸蛋。
I just may do that.
我就跟他们说，哎，我真的就可能搬过来了。
It was all I needed. It was the confirmation my heart was.
那个就是我所祷告的，那个就是天父给我的。
The call had come from the children.
How beautiful! 所以那个呼召再次从孩子来。What year was that? How long ago was that?
Now you ask me the date.
Just years.
About 10 years ago.
大概十年以前。
About 10 years ago, and I have never looked back. That was the doubt I had,
and it was. 我再也没有回头。Yeah.
Put to rest. We started out, Dean and I, as the only two. I taught every club.
那个时候只有我们两个在教课，我和我的先生。
That summer, I knew I needed to have somebody to help me with some 5-day clubs. I think I did all in the first summer. In the second summer, one of the boys who had been saved through our Good News Club.Came on and we got him trained with Christian Youth in Action. It's a special training that they would go to.
所以头一年我们教所有的课程啊，给孩子传福音。第二年呢，夏天的时候有一个从我们这边得救的一个十几岁的孩子，他来帮我们。
And now this year we have 26.
然后到现在我们有今年像今年我们有26个十几岁的孩子教。
We're not left to do this work alone. Our army comes in the summer.
By then, when you move to Chinatown, Dan had stopped working, right?那个时候他的先生也辞掉工作。
He had a contract job. After we secured the apartment, he lost that job.
Oh, once you moved to Chinatown,
he lost the job.
所以他搬到中国城来的时候，他先生也就没有了那个工作。
There we were with a house note to pay apartment rent and no income.
所以你们那时候一点收入都没有。
We said, well, maybe we didn't hear the Lord correctly, but we both said no. We know.That God wants us here.
当我们口袋空空的时候，我们在想说，哎，难道我们听错神了吗？但是我们彼此看一看，我们知道我们没有错，我们知道父神要我们来这里。
Will we only come if we can afford it, or will we come walking by faith that if God has called us, faithful is He who calls you, who also will do it? Scripture says.
我们到底是觉得预备好了啊，什么都准备好了才来呢？还是我们来的时候，既然父差我们来，他就为我们预备，像圣经所说的一样呢？
Hudson Taylor said this.
God's work, done
God's way, will never lack God's provision.
神的工作，神的道路啊，从来不会离开神的照管。
Now he is one of my role models in missionary work.
那对于一个服侍主的人来讲，戴德生是我的一个榜样。
The life of Hudson Taylor, the life of George Mueller.
像穆勒、戴德生这些人，他们一直是我 愿意效法的对象。
He was a great missionary in England who started an orphanage with.
穆勒是在英国的一个很有信心的人，他就开始了一个孤儿院。
It's a faith work. He wanted to do it only asking God for provision.
他说一切的事情，如果我有任何的需要，有任何的供应，那我只告诉神。
And so the Lord has.Use those men as inspirations in our lives, in the scripture, of course.
所以我们也愿意去效法他们。
So,
do you find that repeatable?
Yes.
你发现这个戴德生的神也是祷令的神。So,
where did they get it? Where did those two men? They got it from Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
他们这些人所信的同一本圣经，马太福音六章三十二节，先求他的国，他的义，这一切都要加给你们了。So you can say after all these years, you can say with full confidence that the God of Hudson Taylor is God of.Darling,
he is still alive and well, and he does.
戴德生的神仍然是我的神，而且独行其事的神。But how about you, Kathy? I know Darling has this gift of pulling everybody down into the mud with her. 我知道 Darling 是非常会拉人家下水的。So Kathy, when did you meet Darling, and how did it all start with your life?
About 4 years ago,
4年以前,
we wanted to learn the child evangelism,
怎么跟小孩子传福音。
And my husband
我的丈夫,
called and talked, heard about Aunt Arlene,
他听说 Aunt
Arlene
的工作,
and he said, this is the one who will teach you.
他说, oh, 这个很好, 你可以跟这个姐妹学。 So where were you? Where do you live?
We live in Bay City.
In that Bay City. Bay City is south of Houston.
About 100 miles.
About 100 miles further than Galveston. Galveston, how far?
About an hour and a half drive.
That's where the rice paddy is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of rice field. 那地方种很多水稻. So Bay City.
Yes.
So which church do you come from?
Now we are attending church at North Boat Baptist Church.
Oh, right now, 他们到北边的一个教会，可是他们是从 Bay City 这个地方来。Is your husband a minister?
No, he works at the nuclear plant.
Oh, a high-tech person. 他的先生是在这个核子发电厂工作。So you heard about Darlene's program, you come learn with her. 说四年以前你来跟 Darlene 一起学。
10 weeks.
花了十个礼拜。Now, this 10 week means
once a week. For 10 weeks.
Now, Darlene, are you still doing this 10 week thing?
Yes, twice a year.
你还在教 twice a year. When's the next session start? 什么时候再开始?
We begin the Teaching Children Effectively Level 1 class.
Okay.
On Monday night, September 15th, 7 to 9.
We have to repeat this again. September 15th, 今年9月15号星期一, it's going to be Monday night.At Chinese Christian Church, that Hawaiian
yes,
Jesus Church.
Yes.
So whoever wants to attend, need to prepare first 10 weeks. 10 weeks.
Set aside, that's right.
Set aside
Monday
10
night.
Weeks. Monday night. Yeah. Now, when you first met this crazy lady, what were you thinking? Tell us about it.
On the first night I sat in the class,
我进来坐,
I said,
我说,
this is where God wants me to be.
我马上就知道这是主要我在的地方。Why? Why did you have that feeling?
Because I had heard about Child Evangelism Fellowship.
我很早以前就听过万国儿童布道团。
And I knew that I wanted to be involved with it.
我想要参与这个工作。
But I had to wait.
但是我一直在等待。
Till my daughters were older.
所以我知道我孩子长大一点。
We did it together.
But you homeschool your kids.
Yes.
Yeah, they really look like you. That's a good sign of success. 他自己在家教小孩，所以他等女儿，两个女儿大一点。What are their names?
Elizabeth is the
oldest.
Elizabeth.
You want to say hello in the radio? And you, Elizabeth and?
And Sarah.
And Sarah. How old are they?
Elizabeth is 18 and Sarah is 17.
他带两个女儿，一个18岁，一个17岁，他们都坐在旁边，他们不愿意讲话。They won't talk. Okay. And then you start attending Darlene's class.
Yes.
How is this class different than, I'm pretty sure you try to teach children at church, you try several methods like everybody else. How is this one different that give you the feeling that this is it? 对你来说为什么这个好像就是
Well, because you learn to tell the Bible lesson and put the gospel in any story from the Bible. So you always present salvation and learn to give an invitation so children can receive Jesus.
因为我觉得这个特别的地方就是说，他把不管哪一段的圣经都能够拿出来，把完整的福音信息摆在里边，并且邀请小孩子接受这个救恩。So, after 10 weeks, 十周以后, you feel pretty confident how to teach your children's lesson.
She didn't even wait till the 10 weeks was over. As soon as you learn the wordless book, she drags you out to the
refugee apartment.
And makes, then here, do the wordless book now.
导律是很厉害。你跟他才上了几堂课。你刚刚把这个所他们所用的无字天书啊学会他就把你抓到对那个时候是把他抓到很多这个难民在住的。
The Katrina Refuge?
Political refugees.
A political.
The United States government provides housing for a certain number of political refugees.
Oh, that was before Katrina. 那是就是路易斯安那台风之前，也是从。
From Somalia,
Sudan,
Iraq, Iran, Cuba.
中东还有非洲来的难民住的公寓，政府供给他们。那导令就把他抓到那边去传福音。
So my first time to lead someone to the Lord.
所以你第一次导令带你去，你就开始带人家信主。That was remarkable.
And then before we finished the class, also was Halloween.
Oh, 那以前刚好就是这个万圣节。
She said,
她就对我讲
you used to just close the door and not do anything Halloween. And she said, was challenged by someone and she challenged me. You always want to get the children to come and this night they come. You need to open the door and get the gospel.
所以她说与其把门关着让这些鬼节要来的孩子在外面敲门不如你干脆把门打开这个也是别人告诉他呢他也拿来告诉我他说我们不如把家门打开因为孩子来你就把门打开然后把福音给他们
We set up a blanket in the garage and a blanket on the lawn ready to share the wordless book We had was it over 400 over 400 people came through our neighborhood
Oh my goodness
And we could hardly keep up go through fast enough to tell them the wordless book
所以我们就拿这个无字天书这个无字天书 Tell me a little bit about the wordless book It has several colors, right?
Yes
Okay, Darlene
Well, it was a method
this
developed actually by Charles Haddon Spurgeon a preacher in the 1860s in England It's not
Spurgeon
original
invented that one?
Yes
Whoa.
And he got it from a man in his congregation the man pulled out a little book of colors one day and he said preacher I use these colors to remind me of the wonderful things Jesus had done that was not all the colors that we used
那时候如斯布珍就是一个很出名的传道者 what century was he belonging?
That was in the 1860s
在19世纪
And
斯布珍是一个传道人他的教会里面有一个人又有一天拿了一个彩色的小卡片跟他说说牧师啊这个是我拿来提醒自己主耶稣为我做的工作
Charles Haddon Spurgeon is still considered the prince of preachers today
今天我们还把他叫做解经王子啊
And he was intrigued by this idea of the colors
他就觉得这个挺好
He actually preached a sermon called the wordless book
哦所以他真的是有一篇讲章就叫做无字天书中文翻成无字天书
We don't know how the some of the other colors got added but Amy Carmichael the famous missionary to India
那个去印度传道的卡麦克尔
She used those colors on a flag and she would put that flag on a wagon and go through villages and use that flag to tell the gospel
她是用好几种颜色的旗子放在车子上到村子里面去传福音 So tell us what are the colors and what are the meanings
Child Evangelism Fellowship took it up when they began their organization in the late 1940s
用这个东西万国布道团是大概1950年代开始的他们也用这个东西
And they developed a really clear message based for, I mean, for children
所以他们就基本上把这个简单化然后弄得很清楚对小孩子传福音
We start with the gold page
我们先从金色的开始
And we teach some foundational truths about who God is
告诉他们说谁是神
That he is our creator
他是我们的创造者
That he loves us
他爱我们
That he's 100% perfectly holy
他是百分之百的圣洁
And that he lives in heaven with a golden street in the country
他住在天堂那个天上的街都是金色的
The gold stands for the golden street Then we have the dark page. It's who God is on the gold page and who man is on the dark page.
然后我们有一张黑色的纸告诉我们说人呢与神相反是黑暗的。
Man is a sinner separated from God's wonderful heaven.
罪人与神隔绝的一群人。
He is unable to save himself.
人不能够救自己。
And we show them a Bible verse, by the way, John 3:16 on the goal page.
当然我们就拿这个约翰福音三章十六节神爱世人那个经文。
And Romans 3:23 for all have sinned on the goal page.
罗马书三章二十六节世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀。
We define sin.
我们怎么定义罪呢
?We give examples of sin.
我们给罪的范本 for instance,
we show them from the scripture who has sinned.
我们拿圣经给孩子看说是谁是罪人每个人都是罪人。
And then we tell them about the punishment for sin, it's eternal separation from God.
我们也告诉他们说罪的结局是什么罪的刑罚是什么就是永远与神隔绝。
So it's who God is, who man is, and then who Christ is. On the red page, it's who Christ is.
所以第一页告诉我们谁是神神是谁第二页告诉我们什么是人第三页就告诉我们基督是什么 now, which color do you use for Christ?
The red page.
啊用红色 Why?
It's all about who he is and what he did. Who he is as the son of God, what he did is what? He died to take the punishment for our sin.
所以因为为什么用红色的呢因为基督是神的儿子耶稣是神的儿子他在十字架上为我们死了流血为我们的罪死所以用红色。
1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4 is the verse we use how that Christ died for our sins and he was buried and he rose again the third day.
那我们就用哥林多书里面那一章那一段圣经的基督为我们的罪死了埋葬了第三日他复活了。
And then on the next page is a white page and we call it the clean page.
啊然后我们就会有一张白页一个白色的小卡片那就是这我们把它叫做干净卡片。
It's not enough to know who God is, who man is, and who Christ is. It's what we do with what we know.
你光知道神是谁人是谁罪是什么基督是什么还不够。你一定要付诸实行。
And so the clean page is the I do page. I do receive Jesus as my personal savior.
我们结婚的时候都说 I do, 我愿意他们把这个白色的也叫做 I do page. 就是说我愿意接受耶稣基督的血来洗净我的罪。
We use the verse John 1:12.
我们用约翰福音一章十二节。
As many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the child of God.
凡是信他的凡是接待他就是信他名的人他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
To them that believe on his name, and we explain what that receive and believe means.
那我们就给孩子们解释什么叫做接受，什么叫做相信，这样他们就得到洁净。
And we tell them that it's as simple as ABC. A, admit that you've sinned.
这个用英文来讲呢，就头一个字母，第一个 A 就是 admit， 就是承认。
I don't know how that goes into Chinese, but B is for believe that Jesus died for your sin.
相信 ，believe， 相信基督为我们的罪死了。
And then C.Is for asking the Lord Jesus to come into your life.
C 就是请求接受耶稣基督进入我们的生命，进入我们的心。
To make you clean from your sin.
让我们 clean， 让我们干净。
And to make you His child.
让我们变成他的 child， 这几个字都是从 C 开头的。
And then we ask them if they would like to become a child of God.
然后我们把这个讲完了，就可以问他们说：“你愿不愿意成为神的儿女
？”Now.Because we know children are people pleasers, we're very careful at that point.
我们一定需要非常小心，因为小孩子很喜欢取悦大人。
If they say yes,
他们如果说是
we say, great, let's go back and see what you remember.
我就给他考试说，哎，那很好，那你告诉我你到底记得什么。
And we teach our people how to go back and ask questions that cannot be answered yes or no.
那我们也训练我们的孩子我们的老师就是不要老师问那些问题是孩子们就说是对或错就可以过关的。
And that brings us, if they pray,
如果他跟我们祷告
then we have some questions that we ask him as soon as they finish praying.
他们祷告完之后我们也问他们一些问题。
And then we go to the green page, the last page.
最后我们就到了最后一页就是绿色的。
And green is for growing. We teach them how to grow in Christ.
这个为什么用绿色呢？绿色是代表成长，我们就告诉他们怎么样在主里边成长。
That they need to go to church and Sunday school. They need to read their Bible and pray.
他们需要读他们的圣经，需要祷告。
That's like a two-way conversation. They talk to God. God speaks to them through His Word.
为什么要祷告呢？就好像一个双向道一样，你和主讲话，主和你讲话。
Then they need to obey their parents and the Lord.
在主里面顺服他们的父母亲，顺服神。
G-R-O-W for grow. That's in English, but the W is for work for Jesus, witness for Jesus, and watch for Jesus.
然后我也用这个字母 W， 就是告诉他们说，你要为主做见证你要等候主。
That's the end of the, and then we usually finish it off with a track and have them pray a thank you prayer. prayer to the Lord Jesus, and we pray for.
那我们可能给他一个小小的一个教材，然后再跟他一起祷告。So that's about that's the wordless book. It does take some time.
Yes, it does.
所以需要一点时间。So Miss Kathy, you said on Halloween night, how many people came to your prayer line?
Over 400.
所以那天在万圣节那天，你们有超过四百个小孩子来到你们家的前院。How do you go through this book? 你根本来不及。
We had two of us going as fast as we could.
所以我们就忙得要命，一直在那边喊着。So it was a harvest time. It was experience. 所以那天对我们来讲，这个印象很大。So by then you were totally dragged into Dolly.
Yeah.
Whatever she does.
Yes.
So when did you start working with her teaching the JT? 你什么时候开始教？
This was our second year.
所以今年是他们第二年。So you started last year. Last year, how many kids do you have?
Total 70 went through the program last year.
所以去年有70个小小孩。How about this year?
About the same.
About the same, 70个小孩。You have a story about the JT trainee that you want to tell us about this year? 今年有没有什么特别特别的有意思的事情可以跟我们讲？
I think one of my favorite things about it is they come and we teach them to share the wordless book.
Mm.
And when they are going to be evaluated to see if they learned it,
mm-hmm.
We use another child from JT.
Okay. 我们也是用这个所谓的无字天书来开始教这些小小孩。那我们训练他们，他们学会之后要考试的。怎么考试呢？我们把另外一个孩子来坐在他前面来听他讲课。
And many times that child actually receives Christ through that evaluation.
那我们常常看见这个情形，就是受过训练的小孩，当他很认真的把这个无字天书解释给另外一个孩子的时候，也就是另外一个孩子接受主的时候，真的就是在这个课里面就接受了主。
Also, I like when they go to their first club.
Mm.
They come back different because they see God working.
Even in that young age.
Yes.
还有一件很特别的事情，就是当他们第一次带这个无字天书出去传道的时候，出去传福音的时候，他们回来都像变了一个人一样，因为他们真真正正在年纪这么小的时候就经历到神借他们所传的福音来做工。How about your two daughters? Are they trained as well?
Yes, they went also through the classes. And I couldn't do without them.
啊，他说我这个妈妈就是带着两个女儿一起服侍，我要是没有他们的话是不行的。What a blessing to have mother and daughter work together for the Lord. Now I think one of the most important question many of our audience would like to ask is, are you going to do it next year? 你明年还做不做？
The Lord willing.
如果主愿意的话。Can they register in advance?
Well, we...We just urge them to keep it in mind and then register in this, maybe the late spring.
他说可能最好的办法就是你摆在心里面为这个事情祷告，然后注意到了明年我们开始公布这个事情的时候，你可以。
You know, my challenge to whoever's listening, if you are a believer and you see the.
如果你听见这个节目，你是信主的弟兄姐妹。
You see the good of this program, come and observe it and ask God to help you start it in your own church.
Yeah, 我真的劝你来看一看。然后在你自己的教会里边开始。那let me ask you this question. I know you didn't finish your statement. How many different churches that have people involved in your summer missionary program this year?
Christian Youth in Action, we have about 7 churches representing those 26 young people.
我们26个年轻的孩子里面大概有
The JT program, many more. There's probably 20 churches at least involved in that.
Miss Kathy, 这些小小孩子就更多了，甚至可能到了20个教会。In other words, this is not a denominational work.
No.
It not belongs to any church, even though you work, you are hosted by the Chinese Christians. 这不是某一个教会的某一个工作，而是一个希望是一个全程性的给青少年传福音的一个活动。Or if anybody want to join your training starting September, 如果有人要参加你九月的训练的话
they can register now.
他们现在就可以报名了。
There is a cost for this training because you do receive your student manual published by Child Evangelism Fellowship, and you receive a beautiful flashcard book for teaching children, a color flashcard book, and other materials during the course, as well as your own personal wordless book.
我们这些东西通通都是有教材，那个教材基本上都是万国儿童布道团印的啊，所以我们整批的买呢，所以 你是有一点成本。
The cost is $75.
大概一个大人是75块钱，我们把整个的教材都给你。
That covers all materials.
因为你上课的时候用的那个卡片啊。I was explaining to our audience that this material, that color flashcard is actually very beautifully printed、
yes.
book you actually use for your class.
You use it over and
over. 这是彩色印刷的很大的图画书、yeah. 你直接拿来对孩子讲课用的、啊、所以并不是一个很简单的好像复印机印的教材，而是真真正正彩色印刷的东西，所以是稍微需要一点成本的。
And because it's after people get off from a long day at work, we do try to provide a soup and sandwich supper and make you feel at home, and you have time to fellowship with the other students、
yeah.
and ask questions.
一般你下班了就可以直接来，我们有一个很简单的晚餐给你吃，你也可以和其他的同工认识。但是导令刚才说了，他最希望就是你要心里面有个预备，你受了这个训练，回到你自己的教会，回到你自己的社区。去预备把这些所学到的东西用在实际上。 I was saying what you just said a while ago, that you want people to learn and bring it back to your own church,、
Amen.
Bring back to the、
Amen.
Community, like what Miss Kathy does.
The teacher training class that we do in the fall from
秋天的师资训练
starts mid-September and ends that last week of November or first week in December.
Okay,
so we get your done, get you done.
到差不多感恩节前前后节。
If you register for that, you can call these two numbers, either one of these two numbers.
你可以打电话给这两个号码。
281-610-4569. 832-872-671-671-3222.
3222.
Or you can write me, email me.
或者你可以 email 给我。
I really like to get those registrations by email.
那你给我 email 是最方便，因为我直接就可以有你的资料。
It's very simple. Aunt Darlene 1.
Aunt Darlene. Aunt 就是阿姨的意思了。A-U-N-T.、
Right. And Darlene is...
D-A-R-L-E-N-E. 啊，我再说一遍。A-U-N-T D-A-R-L-E-N-E. 后面加一个一号 ,number 1.
Yes.
At the end.
At AOL.com.
At AOL, 小老鼠 AOL.com.、啊、如果有问题随时打电话到这个世外桃源的电话来，我们也可以告诉你。
Just your name and phone number is all I need right now.
你就把你的电话名字给我们，然后我们就可以从那个地方开始。Well, that's about all the time we have. Actually, we barely just started.
Exactly.
It's a pleasure to have both of you come、
Our、
to the、
joy.
Program.
Our joy.
And、we had a wonderful summer.、
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes,
we had a、
Amen.
Wonderful summer.
God praise
the Lord.
Glorious thing.
Thank you, and I、hope I can see you both very soon in the program again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
在今天节目的最后，有好几件事情提醒大家。第一件事情就是，您如果愿意来看一看 Darlene 和 Kathy 他们在暑期所做的这个青少年传福音活动啊，这是最后一个星期了。尤其在星期四的晚上，华人基督徒教会会有一个儿童班的结训典礼。刚才我们听到受 Kathy阿姨训练的那些小小孩，这是他们的结训仪式，这是星期四晚上。当然每个星期五都有查经班，仍然欢迎您来参加。只要您抽得出空，我们竭力鼓励您到各教会的查经班去。基督徒一定要养成聚会的习惯，如果你没有这样的习惯，是非常难成长的。我们劝您把星期五晚上、星期天早上就分别出来，当成上班一样，到了点儿呢，就去参加聚会。要不然等奥运一开播啊，要靠自己平常持续的读经啊、进修啊，是相当困难的。 与弟兄姐妹在一起是最好的成长的办法。那当然不要忘了，星期六晚上是我们尝试举办第一次世外桃源茶会，晚上6:30在华人基督徒教会有晚餐。这次虽然二山子、小贝、袁健都不能来参加，但是还有小弟蒙哥、我、白健以及其他的同工会参与这个聚会。我们有诗歌、小提琴、见证、比较轻松面的信息讨论，主要是大家认识认识啊，多聊聊。同时您要是要我们福音营的诗歌集、二山子全集，或是以前世外桃源的节目，也都可以借这个机会到华人基督徒教会来拿。我们还特别准备的，就是从上一个主日开始，在华人基督徒教会主日学、主日早上主日学所用的讲义，这些讲义呢是我们自己写的，专门为了出信的弟兄姐妹，每个月会出一份。您若是来参加这个世外桃源的茶会，我们也会把这个讲义送给您，是对圣经、是对怎么读经或者一些教会问题初步的介绍。查经的内容主要围绕着创世纪和哥林多前书，所以您如果来参加这个茶会，您需要的话，我们也会把这个讲义送给您。华人基督徒教会怎么来，您有好几个办法，上网，我们世外桃源的网站上面就有地图。如果您从唐城来，走 West Belfort 出口，到了 Fry 那个大卖店呢，向右转，过了一个小红绿灯，第二条街再右转就看见了，在您的左前方。您如果从中国城来，那么沿着8号路的边上一直往下开，往南开，穿过59，下一个红绿灯是 West Belfort， 向右转，数左边第4条街，转进来就对了。这个街两边都是铁丝网，看起来不像有教会啊。有一边是这个 Frito-Lay 的 warehouse， 很多卡车在那里。但是您顺着这个铁丝网的街进来，很快在左前方就会看见华人基督徒教会的牌子。希望您预留时间，这个星期六可以和我们见见面。如果需要接送，请不要客气，打电话给我们，我们会尽量安排。281-561-9747。好了，今天我们节目必须停在这个地方，愿主与您同在，我们明天同一时间节目里再见。
亲爱的听众朋友，世外桃源节目要暂时和您说再见了。收果子的时候早就近了，庄稼已经发白，这是一个完全凭信心仰望主的节目。我们的联络电话是281-561-9747，您也可以留言在世外桃源的网站上 swtychina.com swtychina.com。 99只羊广播电台今天的播音到此结束，让我们下次再会。
我愿做那星星发光来荣耀你，我愿做那太阳对人有益，我愿做那大山向你永远坚定，我愿做那小溪为你欢唱不停，我愿做那星星发光来荣耀你，我 青春秋